This morning's reading is from 1 Kings, chapter 16, beginning at verse 29. In the 38th year of King Asa of Judah, Ahab son of Omri began to reign over Israel. Ahab son of Omri reigned over Israel and Samaria for 22 years. Ahab son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, he took as his wife Jezebel, daughter of King Ethbaal of the Sidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. He erected an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he built in Samaria. Ahab also made a sacred pole. Ahab did more to provoke the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, than had all the kings of Israel who were before him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Alison. We join in prayer. Lord, we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit. And may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake. Amen. You are really very fortunate to be at Tyndale this morning for another one of my very short sermons. Those of you who have been here before will remember that occasionally the sermons are just 270 words long. I have to explain that again for those who don't know, that 270 words is the word limit that those of us who take part in Radio Bristol's Thought for the Day are given. 270 words in which to say something. Here goes. The well-known, good Samaritan story. Who is my neighbour? The question that rings down the years. Who is my neighbour? The obvious answer, of course, the one we all know so very well, is that the neighbour is the good Samaritan. But the priests, the Levite, the robbers, they all were neighbours of a kind. And we are all of us in the story. Robbers of the world's poor, of their resources, of their environment. We fight wars in their countries. We are all priests and Levites. We have things to do, places to be. We are prepared to help so far, but we have all from time to time switched off when we have heard another appeal for some unfortunate person or other, some united part of the world. We are all dreaming that if we ran the world, everything would be free, but we know that there are limited budgets for things such as social care, NHS, social housing, policing, and so on. Occasionally, we are. Never mind Mrs. Thatcher's, he could only have helped the poor man because he had money. I've always thought that sounded rather crass. After all, say, the robbers obeying free market and providing an opportunity for the goods to help. But occasionally we are good Samaritans. We are driven by free, disinterested, brave generosity. The story isn't just about the neighbour. It is about generosity as well. The generosity of God's kingdom that provides for all, that heals and helps anyone who is amongst the robbers of the world. Any limit, receiving the abundant, free love of God. Mostly, it is about the neighbour. So, if you do answer the Good Samaritan, despised, worthless, different colour, different culture, different lifestyle, on from the land, we heard it in the reading, associated with idolatry, if we do indeed answer the Good Samaritan, Jesus. Remember Jesus, living and dying forever. Samaritan to a world that's fallen among the robbers and selfishness and sinfulness. Bringing that world the free, disinterested, brave, generous kingdom of God. Remember Jesus. Answer the Good Samaritan. And go from here to work out. That's all that Jesus did, remember? Story. And he left that person who asked the question to work out what it means. Go from here and ask yourself, who in a Brexit world, in a Trumpian world, in a Saudi world, in a European world, who is my neighbour?